broadcasting from the financial capital of the world. This is NBRFM, New York City.
And welcome back to the show. I am your host, Elvis Marchand. And for my next guest, coming out of Oak Park, Illinois, he is the owner at Chi Balancing Center. Everyone, please welcome David Riddle. David, how are you doing today?
Oh, thank you, Elvis. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Now, why don't you just start off with just telling us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do exactly?
Okay. Well, ever since 1997, I've been in the healing world. I used to be in the corporate world, and it wasn't working well for me. So there was a point in my life that I had changed directions. And back in 1997 was that point. And through different times through my life, I ended up through different areas of going through different changes. I started studying the energy work. That's when I learned Reiki, and then I also learned the Akashic Records. And I used both of those in most of my healing sessions.
That's awesome.
And Reiki basically is basically a simple hands-on method, which gives the user an ability to bring in healing energy. And it originated in Japan, and it's kind of known as the universal energy, whereas the Akashic Records is specific to a person's karma, and the records are basically the records of their life, many different lives. And what I do is I use the energy of the Akashic Records specifically for this lifetime to help them heal anything that's been clogged up in their energy field. So I bring the two of them together in most of my sessions.
Gotcha. Now, what is it that got you started? What led you to do what you're doing?
Well, I was overstressed and not really feeling very well in my life, and I ended up going to a healing circle. And during that circle, the energy within my body changed, and I felt so clear and so good. The next day, I ended up quitting my job. I gave a month notice because there was indications that to me that I could not keep on going in that direction, and I needed to follow a healing path. So that's when I actually submerged myself into the healing world, and then that's when I started doing the session. So for me, it was a path of my own healing that brought me into starting to work with others. It was about a year later that I actually started working with my own with clients. And actually, this is the really cool part was I had been a Reiki Level 2 practitioner, which is where you end up being able to work with clients. And I started working with clients, but I always felt like there was something on top of my head that wanted to come through. And I could not connect with that. And I was always like, well, what is that? What is that? And a couple months later, after starting work with clients, I was brought into an Akashic Record class, which is usually a spiritual reading type of thing for people. So most people that use the Akashic Records use the records as a pathway to help somebody connect to their path and to get past the karma of what their life is, what the blocks are. And for me, it was actually connecting with that energy. So the first time I opened the records for somebody else, I could feel that energy coming through, and I was like, oh, now I know what that is, and now I'll be using that. So pretty much since 1998, I've been using the records and the Akashic Records together.
Gotcha. Now, when people are reaching out to you, say, for the first time, what is it that you come across the most? Most people just kind of stress from day-to-day things or the relationship. What is it that you come across mostly?
Well, mostly it's the stress of life. They're looking for change. Most people have to be backed up into a corner sometimes to reach out. Then they start searching, and then they come across my information or sometimes word of mouth too. But generally it is a lot of stress people are looking for, or change. Sometimes I run into a few people that are really actually in a pretty good space and just want to expand their consciousness, and so I can work with that too.
That's awesome. Now, why do you think it is so many people choose you? What is it that's setting you apart from, say, someone else?
Well, doing the records, it interests most of my clients. So that has been a big part of my work. So when they run across it, generally, even if they haven't heard of it, they read about it, and it sounds like something that they would like to do. So that's pretty much how it ends up being, is that they're drawn to it. I don't really go out into the world and start collecting clients and stuff like that. I don't go out there and really like do a lot of outreach, except for maybe some flyers and cards and stuff. But most of the people that I find are through internet search in this area and looking for that change or stress level reduction.
Gotcha. Now, where do you see yourself moving forward? Are you looking to expand to other areas, or are you looking to really just hone in and focus on what you're doing now?
Well, right now, I do enjoy working with my clients, so I continue to do that. Recently, I kind of gave up Reiki for a period of time, and I've been doing more classes with that. So, like, even at the end of this month, I have a Reiki Level 1 class, which is all about self-healing. Level 1 is where you get in tune with yourself. And then later on, level 2 is where you start working with other people. But you need that time to start working with yourself. So I've been really enjoying working with students. And I do eventually plan on bringing my blend of healing with the Akashic Records out there too. I think that this is something that is pretty unique. There's not too many people that are doing work in the Akashic Records on this level where it's a hands-on technique. Most other people are doing it where it's through communication and not really through generating energy through the body. So I think that other students would really enjoy being able to get into that and tap into that energy.
Awesome. And what is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for more information?
Well, I think obviously the website is probably the best place, and that's chibalancingcenter.com, which is chibalancingcenter.com. And also, they can reach me by phone at 773-383-5663, which they can also text to, which would be great. I'd love to hear from anyone.
Awesome. Well, David, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on air with us. I really do appreciate you taking the time out to speak with us.
And I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. So that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And for everyone else listening in, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Hi, this is Terry Crews. Actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.